Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis.
Today we are going to be trying another whiskey. We went, or scotch, which is also a whiskey. Mm-hmm. We went together to the store, blind as usual.
We had a list.
We had a list of what we had done, and we saw, oh, hey, Glenfiddich. We've never done that. Let's do that one. And it had a nice little sample pack, and we bought it. We get home, we start looking it up, and oh, it's another Total Wine one. It doesn't actually.
Yeah, it's a store brand.
It's not really a. There is no Glenfiddich distillery, just so you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
But it is from Scotland.
But it is from Scotland. Yeah, it is from Scotland. Scotch, yeah. So we are going to be doing that. We have three different ones. So there's a 12-year. And John, you have what?
It's a double maturation American oak cask finish. Two casks anyway.
Okay. And Marla?
And I have the... also a double matured, but in an American oak and then French oak. So.
Right. Okay. And mine's just a 12-year. Not just the 12-year, but a 12-year. And they do have Gaelic names, but we are not going to try and pronounce them.
No.
Because nobody wants to hear that. I have trouble with some English words. So.
Yes. Yeah, and we couldn't find any pronunciation guides online that
not real quickly
sounded them out for us.
Yeah.
So we'd sound like we knew what we were talking about.
Since we basically put this all together this afternoon, we're just going to go with what we have.
Yeah.
There you go. So I guess the first one was supposed to be this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have the 12-year, which the name... The lovely Gaelic name actually means...
Oh, when I saw it, and now I've lost it.
I think it's in the front.
It's on the front.
It means the color of gold, and it is indeed the color of gold.
So all three of them are lovely, mm-hmm. You know, amber gold, mm-hmm. Really pretty whiskies.
So we have them in our lovely Glencairn whiskey glass.
Mm-hmm.
And for the aroma... What do you guys get?
Some alcohol.
Yeah, add a little bit of alcohol. I smell almost some good spice.
It's also, we should say, they're all 47.5% ABV.
Mine says 47.1.
Oh, 47.1. Okay.
And there's space size.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I forgot to say that earlier as well. It won, and this one won double gold, apparently. I don't know, what site
somewhere
did you get this from?
I don't know.
We do not know if it is authoritative, but it says, this is really bad for a librarian to say, mm-hmm. I do not know if this website is authoritative, but it says it won double gold at the 2018 San Francisco World Spirits Competition.
Mm.
So, yeah, I smell some spice,
mm-hmm.
which apparently we are supposed to be smelling.
Yeah, and it's there's some mellowness under mm-hmm. the alcohol, too.
Yeah.
It's not all, like, burn your nose hairs or anything.
No, not even close.
Yeah, there's, like, a nice mild sweetness, maybe mm-hmm. caramel or something similar.
Well, this says the aroma should be spices, cinnamon, fruits, pears, apple, vanilla, oak, and dark chocolate.
Mm.
I've never had dark chocolate oak before.
No,
yeah. So let's see.
I know.
Let us see what it tastes like. And no, cinnamon's one of my favorite things, so.
I have to say, typically, cinnamon is one of my least favorite things in whiskey, though.
Right, but it's not Fireball.
Exactly.
It's got a touch of a... Well, that was the aroma, too. That wasn't the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if it's a hint, that's one thing, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn
it. Does have some sweetness.
Mm-hmm. I can taste the vanilla, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it's got... because of the high ABV, it's got, you know, a bit of a bite to it. But it's also tasty, and there's some mellowness.
Mm.
Like the aroma, there's some mellowness under that
bite. It doesn't burn.
No.
It has nice legs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so according to this, the flavors are sweet, creamy butternut, vanilla, mm-hmm. oak. I think I get the oak.
Mm-hmm.
Green apple, yeah. And caramel. Or caramel, if you're from another part of the country.
I don't eat green apples all that much, but that's not something that I would necessarily identify.
Yeah, I'm not finding it, but again, my palate is not the greatest. I usually like taste one thing, and that's about it.
I think it's going to be interesting when we add a little water to these because mm-hmm. of, again, because of the ABV.
Yeah.
They may open up a little mm-hmm. more with just a teensy bit of water.
And they say the finish should be short, sweet, slightly lingering. Am I going to be short and slightly lingering at the same time? Maybe I'm not understanding what they're saying.
It's in between short and medium somewhere.
This is not, also this is non-chill filtered. Let's see what else. Is there anything else that might be important? Nope, that's about it. It's non-chill filtered.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that it that they didn't and 12 add.
12 years old.
Well, yeah, it's 12 years old.
Oh,
I don't see.
Did we say that? I can't
yeah,
remember.
And I don't see that it says that they don't add coloring, which mm-mm. they sometimes do. So
mm-hmm.
I guess that's it for Mr. 12 year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, fantastic. It's just good.
Mm-hmm. It's tasty. Yeah.
Well, and I've had, and I don't want to. You know, when we're doing this, we're not trying to trash any brands or anything, you know, but sometimes
we do.
Sometimes with store labels, and I'm not saying which stores or anything, you get kind of a watered down or mm-hmm. just not a very flavorful one. And this does have, you know, it does have character.
Mm-hmm.
It's not blah.
Right.
It's
right.
kind of, hey,
no,
how you doing?
No, it's not.
I'm a scotch.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely a scotch. It mm-hmm. definitely tastes fine. And mm-hmm. it's not overpowering. So mm-hmm. the 12 year is not overpowering. So mm-hmm. I think a beginner would be fine with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with the ABV on these, you might want to ease yourself into them a little bit. Not
well,
like,
you probably would want
pound
to
pound
ice.
Back, you know?
Yeah. No. Do not just pound back a shot.
That would be pretty.
But be you know, you could add some ice to it or a little bit of water.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. it'll be fine. We'll find out what the water does.
Yeah,
in a little bit.
I think Marvis mm-hmm. is probably right, though. I think mm-hmm. it's probably going to be a lot more, have a lot more character, a lot more flavor, possibly with a little bit of water.
So the whatever reviewer you got this from said it did not meet his or her expectations and failed to impress their palate.
Oh,
And it's occasion best enjoyed casual drinking, and you know, so don't do any formal drinking with this.
No, do not wear your tux.
Do not wear your tux.
Take your tie off.
Yeah,
you're wearing
tie. Right, yeah. Says it doesn't. It does not say to put it in cocktails. Enjoy it neat, rocks, or with club soda. And it might be good with protein-rich chicken dumpling soup.
That is very specific.
Not just chicken, but chicken dumpling soup.
All right.
So everybody knows
that. I actually like chicken dumplings.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's fine. But I just think that's really specific.
Good, but yeah, why would they
not,
say
why
that?
Not with chicken? Why not? Yeah, okay. Or mm-hmm. just chicken and dumplings, or
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But anyway,
yeah.
Okay, that's 12 year. Who's next?
Mm-hmm. Next is John with the double.
The double space.
Matured.
What is it? Yeah, double matured in oak casks. The first was an American oak cask. And the second cask, it says, once our malt master has approved the quality of the first maturation, the whiskey is then transferred into first bill American bourbon casks.
Okay. Interesting.
So
I want to say that I like the aroma of this one better than the 12 year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to be smelling here? I mean, besides alcohol.
Well, let's read the description that we got off of a completely different webpage.
Was it completely different?
I was in a hurry.
Oh,
that's okay. It's okay.
Well, we did throw this together this afternoon.
This full-bodied Speyside single malt has a bright topaz hue and luscious caramel and dried apricot aromas.
I would wear that on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a
the
pretty
The palate
color.
Opens with moderate smoke, followed by tropical fruit, stone fruit, and brush of maple, finishing with spicy sting.
Mm.
That was a quote from apparently Kara Newman. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar
okay.
with Kara Newman,
thank
but
you.
Thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you, Kara Newman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the room, were we supposed to be having smelling?
You did ask me the question and I didn't really answer
no.
it.
No. Or maybe you did and I missed it.
Caramel and dried fruit apricot or dried apricot aromas. The palate opens with moderate smoke followed by tropical fruit, stone fruit, and a brush of maple.
This one, I enjoy the aroma better than the 12-year,
mm-hmm. yeah.
but it burns my nose a little more.
Oh. I didn't
notice. Or maybe that. Maybe the first one burned the hairs out and I didn't notice. And now this
now
one
you,
is,
your nose now is naked nose, to yeah. the elements, so
that's
to speak.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not getting as strong of an alcohol smell on this one, me personally. Mm-hmm. So
well, you can't smell anything. Just,
well, that's true, your but I smelled that one and I had a strong alcohol smell.
So. Well, see, now I don't have to, like, you know, get my nose mm-hmm. waxed, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just smelled it.
I went, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
We won't talk about that right now.
Okay. So I think it has a more complex flavor, definitely. And, you know, there is that little bit of smoke in there, mm-hmm. which I think comes from the bourbon barrels. I'm a little confused sometimes when they say, okay, we're using American oak barrels. Are those brand new barrels that have never mm-hmm. held bourbon?
Anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then to go with an American bourbon barrel, which has been yeah. charred and used once at least for bourbon. So it seems to me that this reflects that anyway, that yeah. there's that kind of...
Yeah, it seems like if they're drawing a distinction between the two, yeah. the first one wouldn't have held anything.
Yeah.
So we can make the assumption that when you put it in... Because this one, the 12-year isn't as complex as this one. Mm-hmm. That,
yeah.
that double cask... thing would, is what makes it complex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're pulling different things out of each.
Sorry if I'm saying something that, you know, like, yeah, Judy, yeah, duh. Mm-hmm. But for those who aren't as wise about these things, that's something mm-hmm. to let them know. So that they're going to sure. choose and say, oh, this is a double cask, so it's mm-hmm. probably more complex mm-hmm. type of thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Trying to be educational.
Yeah, I do.
Instead
I
of
do.
Just funny.
And you are.
The, forgot what I was going to say. Snork. That wasn't it.
I'm sure.
I know.
Well, maybe it'll come to you in a little bit.
Maybe.
If we're done talking about this one, are we done talking about this one? We didn't say a whole lot.
No, I actually, I think I like this one better than the first one mm-hmm, so mm-hmm, far. Mm-hmm. I did like the vanilla in the first one. Mm-hmm. You might be getting a little of that in the second one too, but it does have more of a little bit of a fruit character.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, there's still some sweetness to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I say there's a little bit of smoke, I'm not like, you know, this is not peaty or anything.
No.
It's just that little bit of under.
And undercurrent. It's not even as smoky as, say, you know, like Doors has a little bit of smoke. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's other things that have some smoke taste, but they're sometimes they can be kind of strong, but this mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. a very... slight
yeah.
smokiness to
it's
it.
Just, hi there. Hello from your American cousin.
Hi, let me just blow some smoke in your face.
Isn't that the play that Lincoln was watching, My American Cousin?
I have no idea.
I think it was.
Yeah. Drink this, but don't go to the theater anytime soon. I think that would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just made that leap.
Okay. Yeah.
Good, because I actually had no memory of what play he was watching.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Especially since I wasn't there. And I don't know that was actually mentioned to me in my studies.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know that maybe my teachers didn't feel that was an important fact.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they did and I was asleep.
Or I could be just, you know, off in somewhere.
But John says he thinks you're
not
right.
Not realistic.
Yeah, so it sounds
both
right.
of you think that.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like, while you're talking about yours, I can look it up.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then, the third item of our little group here is, and again, I will not try the Gaelic version of this edition or issue of the... But it means, in Scottish Gaelic, blah, 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 means French wine. So, this...
Red or white?
You know, I don't know.
I'm guessing red because it's a little darker than the others.
Just a teensy bit, yeah. And again, this is another double maturation mm-hmm. issue. Again, 47.1 ABV. So, the first cask is a French oak cask, and it's been matured in the... Oh, no, wait.
Okay.
Their syntax confused me. Okay.
Is it in French?
No, unfortunately, it's English, and it still confused me. So, there we go. All right. So, this edition in English is called the French Oak Cask Finish. So, they start in a traditional American white oak cask until it has achieved the perfect balance of flavors. And then the malt master approves that And then it goes into casks that have previously held French wine. So this is a pretty hotsy-totsy one. Yes, it's also non-chill filtered. And I assume it's French oak, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
Your little paper over there doesn't tell you?
No, it doesn't. I tried to find something.
It's very hard to find information about this because it is basically a big box store scotch.
Yeah.
So it's harder to find information.
I don't know. This may be one of their later ones, too. You know, they've been issuing the others for longer. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know what the aroma is supposed to have, but we'll see.
That
smells good.
But I don't like it as much as the other one that we just did.
The double cask,
yeah.
Really? You see, for me, it's a lot less bitey.
Well, it's less bitey to the nose. I will agree, but I liked the aroma better. Maybe my nose hairs grew back already.
Yeah, I really like it. Well, I mean, and your nose may...
Oh, everybody's nose is different, you know?
Well, the double cask one, the second one, has more of a spice flavor or aroma to it, I think. It
smells sweeter to me, too.
Yeah, sweeter.
This doesn't.
A little
smells sweet to me at all.
Oh, really?
Not to me. Again, everybody's taste buds and nose buds are...
Nose buds.
...are different. I made that up.
I know.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have it. I actually like this one.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just said I liked it a little.
Wasn't that the sled in Citizen Kane nosebud? No.
You almost made me spit my scotch.
And that would be a frightful waste.
That would be a waste. I'm sorry.
It would, because I like this one a lot.
Rosebud, sorry.
Oh, and by the way, it was our American cousin. Did you say my?
I did.
Oh, okay.
So you were right, mostly. Ish.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, but it is our American cousin was what Lincoln was watching when he was shot.
Thank you.
So don't go to that play.
Or to be safe, don't go to anything until you've finished the bottle. That's reasonable.
Well, and then wait until the next day, because if you finish the bottle, you don't want to go anywhere.
Unless you take, you could take an Uber.
That's true.
But try to behave yourself while watching the play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After drinking. Well, these are little bottles, so we wouldn't be as drunk.
375 mil.
We have the 375 mil bottles of this, and so you wouldn't be as drunk.
But they come in bigger bottles, too, so.
Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. Pace yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Here we are tasting.
Aroma is good, but I like the other one better.
Mm. Mm. This has a much more fruity taste.
That's nice.
Yeah, it tastes... I like the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I know.
I'm a sucker for, wine cask aged...
That's kind of like this. You know? Sherry cask tends to be our favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But
sherry,
but
go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah. No, it's interesting. You know, I've always liked since I started drinking it. I always like scotch. I like all varieties of scotch.
I'm actually tasting a little smoke in this one, unless it's
really?
left over from the other one, because it's not like exactly like we clean our palate or anything. But I just got, all of a sudden, I got the smokiness in the back of my tongue.
But for me, it's a very gentle smokiness.
Yeah, it's very like gentle. But it was like, whoa, I think I taste more smoke in this one than I did the other one.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still mild, but it's definitely
Sorry, I didn't mean to be like,
yeah, no,
explosive in my, it hit me because it hit the back of my tongue and must hit the right taste bud and not nose bud, taste bud, and it was like, whoa,
yeah,
smoke.
No, this is a tasty little booger.
Need to pull the fire alarm. No, it's not that smoky. Later, Marlis, I'll tell you about my fun with leading the fire suppression inspectors in the rear book room this week, because I got to do that because. Our special collections librarian went to another job and nobody else was there to do it. So I'm like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. But it was interesting. I learned a lot. I'll tell you about it later. I'm sure those people that are listening probably don't care. Or now they're like, no, tell us. But sorry.
No, probably not.
Probably not. It's kind of a long, convoluted story. Mm-hmm. So
Anyway, yeah. What do we tell you about my new cat tracking system?
Oh,
but again,
nobody said what they actually tasted except smoke. So,
I taste the wine and that kind of dark fruity, sweetness.
It's got dark fruit sweetness,
and smoke, I think it's less. Maybe a little less spice, a little more fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really get the spiciness with that one, but
It's a mellow. Little fellow.
I'm mellow yellow.
Yeah, that's really nice, though. That is by far my favorite so far.
So, again, don't be afraid of store brands. Just know what you're getting.
Oh, yeah. Like, we don't.
Well,
apparently.
Well, this is how you find out, though.
It was between this and a sample box of Glenmorangie.
I know.
Which is an actual brand.
We might do another time.
Yeah, we will probably do that another time because there are ones in there that we have not reviewed.
Well, and it's always fun to take like three different issues or editions from a single distillery and see what they're working on and see what they're, you know, let's try this. Okay, let's try that. And then wait 12 years to see how it turns out. That's always an adventure.
Is that the one from here?
What? I mean, aren't we doing the water thing now?
We're doing the water thing. Okay, this is the first one.
Oh, that's the first one? Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought that was from down here. Sorry,
didn't mean to
micromanage your scotch.
Yeah, there you go.
We have become confused. I know, yeah. All right. Yeah, so now we're trying it with just a little dab of water. Very tasty. Mm-hmm. Opens up a lot. Again, I don't know that...
I don't.
You know, 12-year gold, color of gold is my favorite of the three.
Nope.
But if someone should hand you a glass of this with a little bit of ice in
it. Don't turn it down.
It's not bad. It's
thank you.
This bottle will not go wanting, I'm pretty sure. Mm-mm. Especially since Speyside right now is my favorite region for scotch. I really like the scotches from the Speyside region. Region.
The
a lot of
the more mellow flavors, you know, the butter. I've never actually had a butternut. I don't know what that tastes like.
I think of butternut squash, but I don't know if that's what they mean.
I think there might actually be a nut.
A butternut? Really?
Maybe
it's shaped like the butternut squash. That's why butternut squash is called butternut.
That could be. That could be. Word derivation.
Oh my goodness! Always. Now I got to look that.
All right. Ooh. Yeah, you know. But again, I've anyway. But there is more spice and fruit, and I assume a butternut kind of flavor here. It's tasty.
Yes, a North American native, the butternut, also known as white walnut, is one of the hardiest nut trees.
Oh.
The late October harvest of rich, buttery-flavored nuts are popular for baking, confections, and fresh eating. You have been listening to NPR.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry, no, you're not.
No.
No, it's just Judy. We don't want to fool anyone.
Just Judy.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so now we have, with a little bit of water, the double matured in the American oak and the bourbon cask.
I think the aroma has declined with the water.
Oh, you do?
I don't like it as much.
I'm not getting as much alcohol. And I mean, and I put just a little bit of water in. It's not.
Yeah.
Tastes good, though. It might have flattened it a little bit.
I think it did, yeah.
So this one you might want to drink neat.
Or a large, oh God, I almost said a tumbler with just a little bit of ice. No, don't drink a tumbler. Oh God.
No,
I did that at a potluck once. It was, for the potluck, I brought like the liter and a half of Dewar's. That was my contribution. We drank the whole damn thing.
Some people bring 2 liters of soda. But
yeah,
not
some
Marlis.
People do. No. that was one of those evenings I will never get back. I don't recommend it. And it was like 40 years ago. So don't yell at me.
I told you about the drink I got in Chelan when I was at the conference, didn't
no,
I? Oh, no. Yeah. I went up to the, you know how the little pub has like the little kind of like drive-through window? It's not, you just walk by. You don't actually drive. And I walked up and I'm like, I'd like a double, I think I chose Glenfiddich, but because I was overwhelmed by their selection. This pub in, at Chelan Campbell's Resort has the most amazing selection of alcohol. Not just whiskey.
Yay,
everything.
Whiskeys.
But mostly whiskey. I asked for a double, and they did put one of those fancy, you know, block cubey things in it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was in, like, a solo cup, but, like, a clear one, not a red one. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, two-thirds of the cup full.
Oh, my God.
Because they are very generous. They do the, I watched them, they do jigger, a little more. And everybody I saw was like, what are you drinking? And I'm like,
ginger ale.
No, I didn't have it in me just to lie. I was like,
I know.
Scotch. And like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm sure I won't finish it. And I knew I was and I knew I was
like, oh God.
I knew I was lying.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
And so I had it with my dinner at this conference. And then after dinner, you know, an hour or two later, probably 2 hours later, I went up back up to the pub with some colleagues. And then that's when I had that lovely $40 a shot 18-year Macallan sherry cask.
Oh, my God.
It was lovely.
We actually saw that bottle today at Total Wine, and it was like $420,
$30. It's over $400 a bottle. So $40 a shot probably wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And the only reason I paid that was because I never had it. And, you know, so that was before I knew it was $400. When he first said it was $40 a shot, I was like, oh.
I know.
I said, well, you know, I've never had it.
That about
I will try it. Mm-hmm. And so I got a shot of that for $40 and it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's the place where I was the first time I had Redbreast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And I love Redbreast. And they have like three different varieties of Redbreast. And in fact, I talked one of my colleagues into trying the Redbreast and they thought that was very nice. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is good.
Yeah, no, this is good. It's
but it just flattens out with water, so I would just drink it straight up. Yeah.
Or have like a significant shot with a little bit of ice.
Yeah, go to Campbell's to the pub and ask for a double. Yeah.
There used to be a bar in Chicago, Ricardo's, that I used to go to, where I don't know if the bartender was paid by the men in the area or what, but he would pour very generous shots. And, you know, pretty soon the women are weaving out of the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which now seems abhorrent to me instead at the time, just seemed normal.
Instead of slipping him a Mickey, he just gave him lots of alcohol.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't recommend that. But, well, it's kind of like our, you know, our former favorite Mexican restaurant.
Oh God, that was so funny.
We would drink. They actually had monkey shoulder, which you don't see very often at the bars around here. But they did. They had it, and we would ask them, like, we always order doubles, and it was like they were huge. Just huge.
Again, they would come in a tumbler and be like, you know, 2/3 full, and we're like, all right.
Yeah. They were very generous. They unfortunately are not in business anymore, and the place that took the spot, also a Mexican restaurant, doesn't carry monkey shoulder. They carry just like the pedestrian whiskey.
Well, and they were closed when we tried to go there.
Yeah,
we tried to go there the other night,
so we need to check on them, see if they're okay.
Also, we need to try that place on the corner.
Which we probably should have done that night when we were like, oh no, they're closed. Where should we go?
Yeah. But no, we have to.
No, we got in our cars and drove to another restaurant, you know, which we probably couldn't walk to.
Sometimes habit is not a good thing. Although it was,
but we went someplace where we could have
Blanton's.
That's true.
They actually have Blanton's there, which is so hard to find here. But
Blanton's is a bourbon, by the way, and it is extremely nummy. Mm-hmm. So, but it's very hard to find. For whatever reason, and there could be dark conspiracies involved.
It's small batch and it's popular.
It got out on the internet. Mm-hmm. The Blanton's was good.
I heard somebody say it's Instagram's fault.
And they have on the top of their cork or their cap, they have the little galloping horse. So if you buy many, many Blantons, then you can line them up and you have the little galloping horse.
Well, it spells Blantons.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, each horse cap, each top has a letter.
Oh,
and
I was just thinking it was the horse gate.
There's one for every letter.
And I would have to know more about horses in order to...
No, they are in different positions, and it's each has a letter. The last one is apostrophe S.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah, but it's really hard. Ironically, we can sometimes get it at Safeway.
I know. If any of you read Tanya Huff, and her Confederation of Valor, and then the Peacekeeper series.
I love Tanya.
I know. She, you know, one of the groups that they're working against at that point is humans first, and there's an apostrophe in humans. And they make such a thing about that. What's the apostrophe? Why do they have the apostrophe? You know, and then when the group, they capture that group and turn them over to the authorities, and then later the group reforms, and it's like, well, at least they got rid of the apostrophe. You know, it's like...
Here ends your book talk.
I know. Marla. Oh, yeah. Right. Sorry. No, I digress.
When you have librarians in the group, you're going to hear booky things, you know, like fire suppression systems and rare book rooms.
I know. Whatever. I'm just rereading that series now. And I'm so enjoying it.
I actually started reading the book I said I would loan you. So after I'm done with it, I'll let you read it. You didn't see Brill Enthused, so I was like, okay.
What was it?
I don't remember the name of it, but it's... It's
some book I'm reading.
It's a book by Tanya Huff.
I was going on your book.
It's her latest. It's the latest Tanya Huff.
Yes, I would like to see it.
It's called I Don't Remember. No, it's not. I can't remember.
It's a book about
Amnesia. I can't remember the title of the book. But it's one of her fantasy books. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Is it like from the Silver...
No.
Something? No. Okay.
No, it's a standalone.
Whiskey. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The third whiskey... The wine one.
Oh, God. You know, when we always start really these, good. I'm like, oh, how... You know, we get through the first one in like 5 minutes, and I'm like, how will we ever manage to fill up... Never mind.
We just won't be able to think of anything to say.
Okay, so now we're with the French wine...
Revolution.
Cask, French oak cask finish.
Yeah.
No. There will be no guillotines at this point.
That is still super nummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With a little bit of water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Yes. It'll do fine with ice or water or what or straight, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it does.
It is the best. I think we all agree that the best one is the French wine one.
Oh, that's very extremely tasty. Tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. So, Total
no
Wine.
No guillotines involved.
If you have Total Wine in your area... Sorry, people in Argentina that listen to us.
And if you don't have Total Wine, too bad.
I'm sorry.
But
we're
any large liquor store, you know, for God's sake.
But I'm sure our listeners in Argentina probably don't have that.
So. Because it's a store brand.
It's a store brand. That's the problem with the big box.
I know. Oh, bummer.
So certain portions of the United States... probably have access to this, and the rest of the world is just out to luck.
Unless you can find somebody who lives in where there's a Total Wine and you can get it.
But it is very tasty. There's that winey and scotchy and spicy.
Or if you go to your local liquor store, whatever it may be, and ask them if they have any scotches that are aged in wine barrels.
Yes, which some of them are.
You may...
Yeah, quite a few, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you'd be specific. Speyside aged in wine barrels, and you might get the same kind of flavors. But or not.
Which just goes to show you that I read this book. It's by a guy named Edward Slingerland, who is a professor of sociology and behavioral science and various other things. But it's called Drunk. Which is a catchy title.
It is catchy. Yeah.
But it's like drinking our way to civilization is his thing. And he's pointing out that in absolutely every society across history, especially primitive societies, with every ritual, and the noise is my fingers going boom, boom, boom. Okay, with every ritual, there is some element of intoxication involved. And that the intoxication, one, lowers resistance to either new ideas, new people, and also makes you more truthful in vino veritas, you know, kind of a cliche, but there it is.
Yeah.
And so that if you are,
drunks don't usually
meeting
lie.
A new group and you're trying to negotiate some kind of settlement.
Yeah.
You sit down for a dinner and you drink yourselves shitless, basically. And then it's like, am I going to make a deal with these people? Yeah, what the hell? You know, but it's fascinating. And he doesn't shy away from the damage that alcohol can do, you know, and is trying to come to some kind of agreement with that. But it is a fascinating book, Drunk by Edward Slingerland. And it's just, I like... What is it? Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates, you know, and they went looking for the tomb of Genghis Khan, which, of course, they couldn't approach because it's holy and sacred and everything. But
Genghis Khan is holy and sacred?
Well, in Mongolia, it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He was kind of a mean guy, wasn't he?
If you weren't Mongolian, or if you opposed him in any way. Anyway, you know... They came up to this group of Mongolian nomads, basically, and they were the ones that controlled access to the area where they wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, well, no, I don't know, you know, because he's got a film crew and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And what they did, of course, is sit down and drink themselves shitless with whatever local...
Yeah, beverage.
Fermented goat milk or
and probably. Yeah, despite the fact that only the translator had any kind of language thing, they sat there and drank all night and had a lovely time. And in the morning, it's like, yeah, you can go up the mountain. That's fine. Don't take anything from it, but you can go up. I mean, it's that kind of...
Yeah.
He goes to Tibet looking for... big cave dwellings and stuff, and the first thing they do in the local town is everyone sits around and gets shitless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
Well, Anthony Bourdain and his stuff.
Exactly.
He always got drunk with people when he was doing his food stuff. But
if you want to know if you can trust anyone or what they're really like...
You get them drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Mel Gibson and his drunken rantings, you know.
Man. I just don't know what he's up to.
Still like his movies. Most of them. Not all of them. But man.
It's like Woody Allen. I haven't seen any since, you know.
I try not to cancel people.
I know.
Honestly. Because it's like, if I like their movie, I like their movie.
Mm-hmm.
What they're in the movie is not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I really don't like Tom Cruise.
Personally, like
right? Yeah. I don't like the things he seems to do. He seems to be a little controlling, or a lot controlling. But,
sorry?
Gosh darn, he makes some good movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sylvester Stallone. He makes some interesting movies.
Yeah, I don't like dislike him. Though.
Yeah, no, but he was never my, you know, the ideal human or anything but he does make interesting movies and really, kind of
separate the occupation from the personality.
From the person. Exactly. I mean, it's kind of like,
unless you make a cult of your personality, at which point I think it's valid.
Well, yeah, but.
I had a friend who worked at a medium-sized, you know, commercial enterprise, and she was a buyer for stuff, and their financial advisor was, you know, a Polish immigrant and not someone that, you know, she identified with personally or politically or socially or whatever. But it was like, damn, she did her job and she worked really hard.
She was really good at it, right?
And the working hard, for me, is a strong point.
Right.
You work hard. Do your best to... Okay, we are getting really philosophical here.
We are.
Far afield.
It must be this Glenn Fodry.
And especially the French
one. We might have to draw straws for this one.
I know. We're going to flip a coin to see who keeps that.
It is in front of Marla, so it's kind of like, I feel like we should just let her have it. And John and I should just go buy our own bottle, because that one is... I mean, these are good, but that is really good.
That is really good.
It makes you want to go back and just get that bottle of that.
Okay, I think it's time we wound up because
Do you think?
I think so.
Oh,
Okay.
We're telling an awful lot of truth here, so. You
know. I know, there's a limit.
About ourselves.
No, right? A limit. Well, so.
Yeah.
We haven't said anything bad.
No, of course
I don't think so.
Well, John will edit it out.
Not that most people would.
Thank God.
As long as you're not Tom Cruise.
In the meantime,
well, I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise doesn't listen to our podcast. So,
no, I can pretty much guarantee that.
Okay, in the meantime, skull.
Skull.
Skull. Or, enjoy.
Slán. What do they say in Scotland?
I don't know.
We'll have to look that
in
up.
In Ireland, it's slancha.
I know it's slancha, but but that's not Scottish.
We will have to look
that up. I just think they drink. I don't know that they...
They just down it and don't worry about it.
And they just...
Let solid. This raise your skirts. Oh, or you're killed.
That's I think that would be rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. All right. Everybody have a good time.
Till next time.
Till next time.